Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Battleground!
You didn't know?
You've entered the battleground.
Oh, yeah!
Live from the Parts Unknown Studios, this is the Battleground Podcast.
Battleground! The Battleground!
Your place for all things pro wrestling. From the independent scene to WWE, AEW, ROH, NWA, and Impact Wrestling. Hot topics, as well as interviews with some of the biggest names in the game. Battleground Podcast starts now. Yes. Here are your hosts.
Yes. Welcome to the battleground.
Oh, it's true.
Yes.
Woo. Welcome, everyone, to the Battle Gals Podcast, the ladies' part of the Battleground Podcast, where we discuss all things women's pro wrestling. I'm your Belle of the Brawl, Lena, and joining me today, you know her from the Rest Friends Podcast and YouTube show of the same name, Iridian. How are you, my dear?
Hey, girl, I'm so excited. Oh, my God. I can't even tell you how excited I am about the Royal Rumble.
Same here. It is getting so close. And I want to mention, Lo is absent today, but she is here in spirit. I feel her.
Feel her presence today.
Yes. So don't forget to check out her podcast, Wrestling Wind Down. And on Instagram, you can find her at WWDcast. So yeah, Royal Rumble, the beginning of the year, basically, for WWE, it feels like.
Yeah.
It's like the new year for WWE.
Yeah, it feels like this is their New Year's party, you know.
Exactly.
You don't start a year in wrestling without the Royal Rumble.
Uh-huh. But first, we'll talk about a little bit of news and events leading up to the Rumble. And did you hear about this, about NBC Sports, are going to shut down at the end of the year. Have you heard about this?
I did not hear about this. This is cheesy for me.
Yes. So the NBC Sports Network will totally just quit at the end of 2021, which was the Wall Street Journal said on Friday. This is like fresh new news. Battle actually texted me about this because I did not know about it. Breaking news.
Yes.
So NBC will be moving some of the sports programs to the USA Network, which includes the NHL, which normally comes on Wednesday night. And you know what else comes on Wednesday night? And that's NXT. Yeah. So it is in jeopardy.
Oh, I'm so scared.
I know. I made that very dramatic. So we'll see what happens. I guess the NBC Network just doesn't perform that well. And so they're moving some of those shows to the USA Network, which already is pretty high performing. They're hoping it'll give it another little boost, but I guess, you know, and Raw's on there as well, but Raw already does well on its own. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with NXT being on at the same time as AEW, they don't get as many viewers as AEW does. So... Yeah.
I wonder if this will make them possibly change the days of some of the shows, or if this might push them to move towards putting things on their network, because the WWE does have their own network. So possibly this could be a way to boost the ratings on the network too.
I think that would be awesome. You know, I watch AEW religiously every week, which means I'm not watching NXT. I would love to watch it live. Mm-hmm. But I'm just not switching back and forth because it's like, it's too much. It's too tedious. You know what I mean?
And watching it at the same time is so stressful.
yeah, I know. I'm like, what happened here and happened there? It's like, I don't know. It's like when AEW does the picture-in-picture. Could you imagine if you could watch both of them just in the same screen, like two blocks? That would just be too much for me.
Yeah, I would need to grow another set of eyes because I would not be able to focus.
Yeah. So that's some breaking news, and there hasn't really been anything else said about this. So I guess we'll just see what happens. Best of luck to NXT. You know, they find their way.
Yes, let's pray.
Let's pray. Putting the good vibes out there. And speaking of NXT, the first ever Women's Dusty Rose Tag Team Classic is underway. And yes, this is very exciting. The bracket has been revealed. And real quick, here's who we have as tag teams. Got Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. No shocker there.
Yeah.
We've got, Gigi Dolin, Priscilla Kelly, and Cora Jane, who's AKA Elena Black. I'm familiar with Priscilla, not as much Elena, but very interesting. Interesting to see. You know, we've seen Priscilla, I guess she wrestled on the cruise ship, I guess last year. But yeah, good to see her on NXT. Then you got Shotzi Blackheart, Ember Moon, Marina Shafir. Am I saying that right? Shafir? I'm sorry.
I messed that up. I always just wing it.
Yeah. I'm sorry if I messed that up. And Zoe Stark, Mercedes Martinez and Toni Storm, Casey Cantanzaro and Kaden Carter, Aaliyah and Jessie Camilla, and Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez. So Beth Phoenix commenced the first ever Tag Team Classic this past week, which gave me chills because it's just so exciting to get the spotlight on more tag team women's wrestling.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think the addition of Priscilla Kelly and Elena Black, because they just recently got signed. I think it was like this week that they got signed. And I'm a huge fan of Priscilla and Elena. Elena being from Chicago, so that's already my homegirl. I feel like she lives down the block from me. Who knows?
I love it. Yes.
Yes, but I'm super excited for them. They had their first women's match on 205 Live, which was already historic. Priscilla Kelly, I loved her in the Mae Young Classic. I think it was in 2018, the first time I saw her. And since then, we've seen her like fight against Britt Baker. Like you said, like on the cruise ship. Yes. And I'm super excited for what's in store for them, you know, in NXT. They also signed a third new person. Her name is Lacey Ryan, and that's Marina's tag team partner. So I wonder how they're going to do, because we know Priscilla and Elena already got eliminated by Candice LeRae and Indy. So, you know, we'll have to see, but I'm so glad that NXT is taking the time to really showcase their women and try to build up a women's tag team division.
I totally agree. And it's, you know, just thank you, NXT, for doing this. I really feel like, you know, we've been talking about a possible another Evolution pay-per-view, and I really think it could happen post-COVID. I think, you know, they definitely want the fans out there. But I don't know. It just gives me hope. You know what I mean?
Yes, it's like we ask so much of wrestling, and especially with like the women, we want to see them, you know, thrive. So I think the more women's wrestling, the better.
I totally agree. And man, Kaden Carter and Casey, just like, oh my gosh, they did the damn thing.
Yes. They worked so well together. I don't know. Maybe they've been together for a while and they just vibe off of each other, but I'm excited for them. They could win it all.
Exactly. I think so too. And I mean, Casey's finishing move off the top rope, I was just like, my jaw just dropped. I was like, oh my gosh.
Wasn't that insane?
Insane. I can't even imagine like even attempting something like that.
Oh no.
It makes me dizzy.
I would break my neck for sure.
Same. And we saw Io attack Mercedes outside the ring. So I'm seeing a little bit of a championship rivalry right there, maybe.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm here for that. And I'm happy for Mercedes, you know, being back at NXT. I think that's where she needs to be. And I don't blame her one bit.
No, from leaving Retribution.
My goodness.
Leave them and not look back.
Exactly. This is a little off subject, just a little tangent here. But speaking of Retribution, I feel like Randy Orton looks like he's a part of Retribution. with that freaking mask on.
You know what? Randy looks like he can just blend into whatever. Do you remember when he was with Bray Wyatt for a little bit? And he just looked like he was a part of that team. So I would totally buy him, you know, being the new leader of Retribution and fighting with Ali for the power.
Could you? Just do it, Viper. Just join.
I was like watching that segment and I was so scared. I'm like, are those real burns? You know?
Right. I know. It's almost too much, but that's for the boys to talk about. And also, let's see, Sasha Banks and Reginald on SmackDown this week. That was entertaining.
I think that was my favorite match of the night.
Yes.
Oh my God. I didn't expect it to be this good. Yeah. I thought we were going to get a little bit of like, you know, James Ellsworth when he fought against Becky and just, mm-hmm. he kind of just took it. But Reginald was putting up a fight.
Yeah, he did. It makes me wonder if we'll see more intergender wrestling.
I would hope so.
Man, yes. I think that would be so cool. Carmella, I think she's shaking in her high heels now. And she saw Reginald get thrown over that top rope.
You know, Carmella is in her red leather outfit shaking right now.
Yes. And my last little bit of news, I just saw this like this morning. Bianca's WWE Chronicles is up now on the network.
Yes.
And I'm so stoked. I cannot wait to see it.
I'm going to watch it tonight. I saw a little clip of it on Twitter and I was like, oh, I have to watch this. I have to.
I know that queen, especially after seeing her carry Otis.
Oh my God.
Last week. Oh God.
She's so strong. I couldn't even imagine carrying Chad Gable, let alone Otis. So both Bailey and Bianca.
Yes. I just imagine like if it were me and Otis was climbing on my shoulders, I would instantly collapse underneath them.
Exactly. Same.
Oh, Otis, we love you. But that's it for my news. And I'm ready to talk about the Rumble. Are you ready?
Oh, yes. 1,000%.
Woo! So the 2021 Royal Rumble, 30 superstars will fight for the opportunity to go on to a world championship challenge at WrestleMania 37. And here's who we have so far for the ladies. We've got Shayna Baszler, Alexa Bliss, Peyton Royce, Bianca Belair, Bayley, Charlotte Flair, Nia Jax, Mandy Rose, Dana Brooke, Tamina, Liv Morgan, and Ruby Wright. So that's 12. That's not even half of the entrants so far. So that's one of the things I love about the Rumble. You don't know who is going to come down that ramp.
You know, when the first Rumble for the women was announced, my first thought was, do we have enough ladies? Because I don't think we have enough people. And that's when they started involving, you know, NXT. And that's when we got to see our vets. And I think that's why I'm always more excited for the women's match now than I am the men's, because I feel like, okay, the men, you have like 500 men on the roster. So it's likely someone that you've already seen. But with the women, there's so much possibility for them to bring back veterans for the involvement of NXT because there aren't enough women. So I'm just so excited about the possibilities for this because we've seen Trish in the past and Lita. We've seen Molly Holly come out. A lot of, you know, Shotzi, I think she had just gotten signed and, you know, a few months later in the Royal Rumble. So I'm just so excited for this.
Yes. Yeah. Last year we saw Shotzi, Shayna and Bianca. Naomi made her comeback. Man, when her music hit, I just wanted to, I jumped up. I got to dance. So good. So I was doing a little bit of research to see what people are predicting to be people that are going to win. And some of them are also rumored entrants as well. But the number one most likely winner, according to, there's a website, it's called Bovada. It's an online sports betting site because you know how I love to bet on sports.
Imagine betting on wrestling.
I know, exactly. The number one most likely winner is Rhea Ripley.
Oh.
Yes, which I think would be very exciting since we're waiting for her main roster call-up.
That's true. Is she your pick to win?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I think if I had to pick right the second, I'm going to say yes.
Oh, okay. I think you would have said someone else.
Bold statement. But you know, I love the nightmare. Oh my gosh. That would just be awesome.
Oh my goodness. So we'll think I would pick Bianca just because I think it's really her time. Her Chronicle just came out. She's riding. She just carried Otis on Friday.
Yes. You know?
So yeah, ride this out and have her win the Rumble.
Yes, I love that option too. The next most likely winner. Now here's the rumored entrant, the number one rumored entrant, and the second one people are betting on to win is Ronda Rousey.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
I have not even heard about Ronda Rousey till like this week. Oh my God, possible entrant. No.
I just want
to be there.
No. If she, you know, cool. If she wants to be in the Rumble, awesome. If she won the whole thing, I would be so mad.
I would. Oh my God. It's not a good time when I watch Ronda. I mean, it's not like I have anything personal against her. Maybe I do, you know. But I just think that she takes a lot away from the women who are already there. Mm-hmm. So I think that we don't need her there because we already have enough talent on the roster. If she does come back, I'm going to be like, oh man, but you know, she's going to get the views. You know, those videos on YouTube are going to get the views. So I would hope that she doesn't, but I think McMahon loves Ronda Rousey.
I know. I mean, we haven't seen her since WrestleMania 35 and it just doesn't seem fair if she dropped in there and then won everything. It's like, what about these other awesome women that have been here for, you know, since she's been gone?
Yeah, rude.
Rude, exactly. And plus, you know, if you think about if Shayna's in there and then you've got Ronda and then they kind of team up together and I don't know. Let's hope she doesn't come down. But what's her theme music? I don't give a damn. I'm a real nation. I don't want to hear that. Okay.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I don't want to hear it either.
Yeah. The third is Shayna Baszler. So there you go.
I like Shayna. I think she's a good pick. I wouldn't mind if she won because I think she's a really good character. She's really strong. Since I saw her do that double submission to, who was it? Sasha and Bailey, I think?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God. I was so like, awesome. Oh my, I've never felt more empowered.
Yes. You know, and her and Nia, I think, you know, they're on their way out. That's what I'm thinking.
I think it's time for a new tag team. They need to separate and just be on their own. And I think it possibly could start here at the Royal Rumble. We might see Shayna eliminate Nia.
Ooh, yeah. That would be great.
Yeah, this is where they could turn on each other.
Yeah. The last one is Alexa Bliss. And with the way they've been using her lately, she could be a winner.
Listen, if she starts putting people on fire in this match, I don't even know what I'm going to think about.
Fireballs.
She's going to throw off my whole Rumble.
I know. I did love the little playground segment with her and Asuka.
Yes, those are so fun. I think she's a perfect fit for that character that she's playing.
She is. It's so funny, but I love it. And who knows? Maybe the Fiend will make a comeback at this Rumble.
Could you imagine? I'm seeing a lot of people say that, Bray Wyatt might come out, but then also the Fiend might come out. And just all these different characters that he plays could come out. And I'm like, that's kind of fun. Because, you know, McFoley did it back in the day.
That's right. The Dude Love and Mankind.
Yeah.
Cactus Jack. Oh, that would be awesome. That would be so cool. Well, I guess that Alexa could be a possibility. But I'm also with you with Bianca because it's time for her to shine.
Yes.
So
Or if they bring back Naomi too, like,
oh, yes,
more power to them.
Oh, I miss Naomi. Yes. She also needs to shine too.
Yeah.
Here's some other rumored entrants. And so we've already talked about Ronda Rousey. These two ladies I'm not super familiar with, but you may be more familiar with them than I am. Taya Valkyrie.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Her husband is John Morrison. That's yes. interesting. I guess she's been on Lucha Underground and Impact, but she's a rumor. So we shall see. And then Tessa Blanchard.
No.
I know. Too much. I feel like there's too much controversy still around yeah. her.
Yes. If anything, I would feel like maybe they would let it die down. But who knows? Yeah. Because they do have some controversial superstars on their roster yeah. right now. So I think if it was between them, I would take Taya any day.
Yes.
Crazy to think that Valentine's Day is upon us. Make sure you're ready for wherever the night may take you. Our friends at Manscaped, the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming, are here to tell you that you need to use the best tools for the job so you can be ready for anything on that special day. What's up? It's Battle. Crazy to think this, but 2 million men are already trusting Manscaped products to groom, so make sure you're one of them. You know, with Valentine's Day right around the corner, you're probably thinking, what should I get my significant other? Well, I will tell you the perfect gift for you and your partner. The perfect way is to get started with the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0, full of the best products to keep you looking, smelling, and feeling nice. The Perfect Package 3.0 is led by their revolutionary third generation lawnmower 3.0 trimmer, which has advanced skin-safe technology and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. Also, another cool thing, the thing is waterproof, which prevents a mess on the bathroom floor and in the sink, especially when it's time for Cupid to shoot his arrow. And let's be real, we smelled the worst down there. Guys, you know what I'm talking about. That's why I'm thankful for their Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver. These products keep our boys from sweating, smelling, and sticking. I have an interesting story about that, but I will save that for later. It involves a hamster, a pet store, and a lady thinking I was stealing it. Never did that, by the way. Also, the products smell really, really good. The manly scent is attractive and will help set the mood if you know what I mean. The Perfect Package 3.0 will also come with a pair of Manscaped boxers that keep your junk feeling fresh all day. And it's time to upgrade those overused pair of boxers to Manscaped's high-performance anti-chafing boxers. Easily the comfiest boxers I've ever had. I'm actually wearing some right now. And complete your grooming game with the new refined cologne signature scent by Manscaped, with the same signature scent that's in all Manscaped formulas. The cologne is the perfect complement to the collection. It is my daily go-to cologne. I'm actually wearing that right now as well. This is the perfect package for your perfect package, guys. Get 20% off right now, plus free shipping. Use the code Battleground at manscaped.com. Once again, 20% off free shipping with the code Battleground at manscaped.com. Your balls are going to thank you. Once again, I'll tell you this, get 20% off and free shipping with the code Battleground at manscaped.com. 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. All you got to do is use the code Battleground. Happy Valentine's Day from Manscaped.
Other than that, I'm just speculating here. I think it's too soon for Becky to come back. Too soon. Did you see that picture of her with her little baby?
Oh, I almost cried.
No, that little baby, just so sweet. So
tiny. Like, they put a picture of her holding the belt next to a picture of her holding the baby. And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
I got like a fever. Like,
yes. I think Lacey Evans will poke her head in.
I was asking Lo this the other day. Do you think Ric Flair will get involved?
Oh, man. I kind of hope not. That whole story arc is just ridiculous. He might, though. I mean, who knows? What did y'all think?
I think maybe he could.
Yeah.
And this is where Charlotte would come in. But I also see Charlotte probably being maybe like the top three to, like, you know, be in the Rumble, because I feel like they wouldn't just bring her back mm-hmm. to not have a belt, you know, to not have like a big part in WWE. So mm-hmm. maybe she could win the Rumble.
Hmm.
And she'd be the first person to win the Rumble, like the first woman to win it twice.
Oh, yeah. She is the queen.
She is. And, you know, the queen likes to rack up accolades.
Yes, she does. I just don't want to see her, fighting with her father. That precious man.
Yeah, she really yells at him.
Yes, I know. I hate that. Lacey, get out of there. Which reminds me, here's another hot take that I had. Ooh. What if we get Billy Kay in the Rumble?
And then
Billy and Peyton are at, you know, I don't know. One of them eliminates the other. Not that I want them to have more of a divide than they already do.
Yes.
Or maybe they'll work together.
Some iconics. And yes. I think Billy really needs to, you know, find herself. Mm-hmm. I feel like the Rumble would also be a really good place where she can prove that she doesn't need a tag team partner. Yeah. She can eliminate people on her own. And I don't see her winning, but I do think that she could have like some really good moments in the Rumble.
Absolutely. That would be a great just time for her to make her appearance known.
Yes. And I really hope she comes out like punk rock. Like,
oh my gosh. I love it so much. Yeah. You know, maybe she could work with the Riot Squad. Cause you know, you get so many tag teams in there that band together to eliminate others. So maybe the three of them.
Yeah. And the Riot Squad has done it before when they had, you know, Sarah Logan still. That's three people in a match that you could really team up and, you know, benefit from.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Let's see. Some other, Tori Wilson was another rumored entrant.
I would believe.
Yeah. She retired in 2008. So it's been a little while, but that would be cool to see her. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see Lita again.
Oh my God. Yes.
She's another queen. Mm-hmm. I would love to see Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, why not? Oh my God. If I hear Stephanie's music, I'm going to have a heart attack.
I know that music.
If I hear Rhonda, no. Oh. If I hear Stephanie's music.
I know. I could just see it now. Rhonda's music hitting and I just like throw something at my TV. No. But you know, they've been talking about her comeback for so long. Is it going to happen? I guess it's going to happen eventually.
I mean,
I don't know.
Not today. Not next week.
Not today. Yeah. Yes. Oh, man. And here's another random one, and I really doubt it, but Bailey was joking about Kayla being a part of the Rumble.
I don't see Kayla being a part of the Rumble. I think that'd be funny, though.
It would be. I was, like, trying to imagine her training for it and taking some bumps, but I'm like, oh, Don't do it, girl. You're so pretty, and I don't want you to get hurt.
Girl, you don't.
No, girl. Oh, girl, I did it.
I was thinking about it.
Yes. Do you have any other ideas to throw out there?
Oh no, I think that. I'm just more excited about the women's match than I am the men's. And even I think it, you know. Every other match on the pay-per-view, I just think is irrelevant compared to the women's Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm.
And watch them like, and I wouldn't be mad about it if they started off with the women's Rumble.
You know what? If they started off with the women's Rumble, that would save me a lot of time.
Same, yeah. Exactly.
Okay, I can really focus on the women's. And then, I'll watch the men's maybe, right. You know, or mm-hmm. I'll catch the highlights. But exactly. I think I'm always more excited about the Rumble than maybe WrestleMania.
No, I totally agree with you. I've talked about that with my mom because we're like, what pay-per-view do we want to go to one day? And we're always like, Royal Rumble would be the bomb.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Her name's Lisa. I should get Lisa on here one day.
Yes, you totally should.
She's the super fan.
Now, my mom only knows three wrestlers, and it's John Cena, Elias, and Ricochet. Like, those are her three.
I love it. Yes. And Elias, that's great.
Yes.
She walks with Elias.
We should all, you know, try to walk with Elias.
I know. Oh, that's so awesome. Well, so we've also got Sasha and Carmella for the women's championship. So, I don't have too many thoughts on this, but, well, I guess I do. You know, we've seen this before, And it's like, well, what's the point of it happening again? I don't know. I'm getting this this vibe that maybe Carmella's going to win. I want Sasha to win, but if we want Carmella to go anywhere, I feel like this is the time.
Yeah, I think that since, you know, the Friday match that we saw with Sasha and Reginald, I think, you know, he could play a very big part in this match because he could get involved. You know, there could be some, you know, distraction. And next thing you know, Carmella's our new champ.
Yeah. I know a lot of people would want to see that because she's got like this little cult following.
She's very popular.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
I don't know if it's her podcast with Corey.
Yeah.
She's so super good on social media. So I do see her being champion eventually. Do I see her dethroning Sasha? Maybe not just yet, but we know Sasha doesn't have the best rep in defending titles.
Right. What if we got Cardi B on Royal Rumble?
Could you imagine Cardi coming out to her own song, coming out to WAP?
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah, there would be no words, basically.
Yes, but, it would be everything out.
Yes. But that would be so awesome. I don't know.
That would be hilarious.
Yes. I do. I like Reginald. I like, you know, Carmella, she was with R-Truth. Now she's got Reginald. It's, you know, it's kind of a fun little partnership. So
Yeah,
I could totally see him interfering, but you know, I don't know. This is a tough one for me to call because it could go either way.
It really could. And that's why it's so hard. But like, that's what makes it exciting.
Yeah. That's why I also love it. Cause I don't know. I don't want to know. I love surprises.
Yes. And we don't have enough surprises in the men's match. You get like one surprise and it's just like, oh, it wasn't Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay. I know. I'm done.
I've had enough of it.
Oh yeah. Not to mention Goldberg.
Oh my God.
Why did they do this to us?
I really hope that Drew is better on time because I know he had to quarantine, but like,
I know.
You can't just expect to quarantine for 2 weeks and then not have COVID anymore. I don't know how that works.
Exactly. I mean,
so I would hope that they're all good to go.
I know. And from what I've heard, you know, you're still trying to get your strength back after it. I mean, it affects everybody differently, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Drew. Yeah, McCoy made a Twitter video the other day talking about how he still had his symptoms. And I'm like, Drew McIntyre, are you okay?
I know. Come on, baby. We need you to come through.
We need you to come through for this match.
Yes.
And I get speared. Like,
Yes. Oh, no. Don't get speared. Oh, my gosh. Well, that's all that I have for this week. We're a week away from Royal Rumble, so we're both super excited. Hope everyone else is.
Yeah, we hope that you guys are pumped listening to this, getting excited. Yeah, for
exactly. Yes. And watch our social media on Battleground because we might do a live little pre-show before the Rumble, but that's to be determined. We don't know yet, but just follow our socials to stay up to date. And speaking of socials, Erie, I'll let you go ahead and drop your socials now.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys can listen to the Rest Friends podcast anywhere that you stream your favorite podcasts at. And if you want to watch us on YouTube, you can also search us on YouTube at Rest Friends.
Awesome. And you can find me at Lena Del Beer on Instagram and Twitter. At Battleground Podcast on Instagram, at Battleground IHR on Twitter. And last thing I want to throw in is how much I enjoy talking to you and Lo. It brings me so much joy. So I just had to throw that out there.
Oh, I love you, Lena. Y'all.
Thank you. A little bit of gratitude. You know what I mean? but yeah, thank you guys for listening. And until next time, that's the bottom line because the Battle Gal said so.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Battleground Podcast. Make sure you give it 5 stars and a nice review. To stay up to date with the show, follow them at Battleground Podcast on Instagram.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.